Welcome back to the Daily American. This is Dan the Man. We got a special guest here today. She was actually my personal trainer right outside of Tampa Bay, Florida. Rachel Bergdahl. Rachel, welcome.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. I appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me. And obviously, the big news we got going on is currently you are running for the cover of the Maxim magazine. And as of now, you are in first place. So congratulations on that so far. I don't want to jinx it. I think you got a fair shot winning it. Obviously, you look phenomenal.
And thank you.
I do wish you the best of luck. And hopefully some people will hear this, hear your story, and give, you know, maybe you can string in a couple extra votes.
Oh, thank you. We're in it for the, like I said, the sharing a story and hopefully helping someone out. If I win and that's what, you know, it's meant to be, then that's even better. But less about just sharing a story and, I don't know, what's meant to be has happened, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a firm believer in that as well. But you definitely have a story to tell. I read your testimony on your blog for the cover of Maxim. And
thank you.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and keep talking, but let's start off with, you know, where you were born and a little bit about your childhood and background.
So I was born in Germany, Stuttgart, Bad Cannstatt. It's about an hour and a half southwest of Frankfurt, near the French and Austrian borders. Spent most of my early childhood there. My mother was the drill instructor equivalent for the German Polizei, the canine division.
Would that be the German? That's the German military. I'm sorry.
The German police.
German police. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've never met my biological father. My mother remarried an American in the Navy, and after that, I moved around quite a bit. So I lived in a lot of crazy places, and I've traveled to even more, which was really great. I've got to experience a lot of cultural differences. I think probably one of the craziest was the time I spent in Bahrain. It's the Middle Eastern culture, Saudi Arabia and everything. Their culture is very unique, to say the least. That was one of the things that I appreciate the most about growing up was a lot of the cultural diversification that I got. My childhood was not the easiest or the happiest. My mother is unfortunately suffers from mental illnesses, and it made for a rough childhood, to say the least. I grew up in a domestic and sexually abusive home. And it's not really something I got out of until I was 19. Mental trauma is real.
Yeah.
And overcoming that, I struggled with an eating disorder for almost 20 years. Multiple suicide attempts, PTSD, depression, anxiety, have been a really hard battle that I fought over the years. And it's actually fitness is really what saved my life. And not just in finding my calling and my passion for it, but just in how it's helped me to grow mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. That's what I love so much about fitness, is that it doesn't just help to change you on a physical side, but if you really delve into it, it can change everything about you for the better, I think.
I agree with that 1000%. I mean, obviously, I didn't know many details, about you, considering it was, you know, you kept it pretty professional when you were personally training me. And I just think it's, you would never know. You would never know that, that you'd been through so much. But obviously the physical fitness has done a whole lot for you. Like you said, in all the different realms, that the physical, mental, spiritual, and I think it's phenomenal. You're definitely on an amazing journey, and I can definitely see that.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. So after, I guess after, you know, your adolescent years and you're 19, where were you living at that time?
I was 19. I met my daughter's dad. He was in the, military. He was stationed over in Germany, and, he really helped to get me out of, the home environment that I was in, and, moved to the States, to Ohio, where his family is from. And then, obviously he's my daughter's dad. We have a kid together. she's beautiful and amazing and the best thing that ever happened in my life. Yeah. and then we moved to Florida, about 6 years ago, and we've been here ever since. So.
Gotcha. And that's where you find yourself now. You're a personal trainer. It used to be LA Fitness down there, correct? But now
it's owned by the, it's still owned by Fitness International, which is who owns LA Fitness. So we're basically the redheaded stepchild of LA Fitness. We're owned by the same corporation, or just a subsidiary essentially.
Gotcha. You learn something new every day. Yeah. So how old are you now, if you don't mind?
I'm 33. I'll be 34 in June.
Gotcha. So you're almost 34. And, you know, like I said, currently you are in first place to be on the cover of Maxim. And again, I don't want to keep repeating it and jinxing or anything, but I'm a firm believer you're going to win. With that being said, there's a lot of younger competition there, right? That maybe not, that may not be, you know, mothers or, you know, in their almost mid 30s.
And I think that's the thing that sets me apart is being a mom. I'm a full-time professional. You know, I've overcome a lot of setbacks, physical injuries, mental, emotional. I mean, you name it, probably something in some realm I've had to work through it, and not just making me a better, stronger person, but, you know, life is enjoyed more when you have to work for it. And I've had to work for every success and outcome that I've gotten. But like I said, on my bio or on my profile, I'm a firm believer that with the right support system and the determination, there's nothing in this world that you can't overcome. And I try and instill that, show them that to my clients every day. I'm a sports and health rehabilitationist as well. So I get a lot of military vets or people who've been in car accidents and things, and doctors have told them, you know, physical therapists have told them, well, this is the best you'll ever be. And I tell them, I disagree. Like, I think that where there's a will, there's a way, 100%. You just have to be willing to put in the time and effort and, you know, obviously have somebody with the know-how and determination to get you there or help you get there. Wow. Obviously, we don't ever do it by ourselves. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, just hearing you speak is definitely inspiring. You know, I'm certainly going to take some pages out of your notebook, and I think that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast, is just to, you know, everybody's got a story, and it's interesting how people can overcome obstacles and persevere through, you know, some of the worst circumstances. I mean, it sounds like that you've been through a whole lot and you've made it really far. And that's certainly something to be proud of.
Thank you. I am. It's been a long journey. Not all of it's pretty, but I try not my best not to live with regrets, because, you know, I think the best sayings I ever heard was that everyone and everything in life is either a blessing or a lesson, and it's your choice on what you take away from it. And you can mope and cry about the things that happened. You can wish, you know, things a bit different. You can hope for things to be different, but that's not going to change reality. Reality is, you know, what happened is what happened, and regrets are time and energy wasted that you could put into better things. So I try to look at everything as either it's a lesson or a blessing. I wouldn't be who I am and where I am or have the ability to impact people the way that I do if it wasn't for all those things. It's what makes me relatable as a trainer. It's what makes me compassionate as a person, and really has helped to instill a drive to be better, to not just successful, but to live life. And so many people just exist in life. I think we forget how to live it. And I know all too well how precious it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you do. And, you know, like you said, blessings, and everything's either a blessing or a lesson. It reminds me, I think I had something like growing up, I was reading some quote, and it's like, you know, life's 1% what happens to you. So how you handle situations, and 99% of how you react to it. So, you know, victims and people who play the victim, it's just like, you know, I'm trying not to have any time for that poor me, or, you know, this happened. Like life is going to hit you. It's going to knock you down, and you got to get back up. And I think that's exactly, you're certainly a testament to that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure. Now, some random questions just for the listeners. Do you speak German?
Understand, yeah. Just a little, yes.
Awesome. How do you speak any other languages? I mean, I know you were a military brat, so you lived in multiple different countries.
I used to be really fluent in 6. I still read and write Spanish and Italian pretty well. English, obviously, I have a good handle on. Sign language and Latin.
So essentially, you're like a linguistic like genius. I mean, not many people can I can't even speak. I can say like possibly a few words in Spanish, but you know, that's phenomenal that you're able to at least get by with 6 languages, and you used to be fluent in them. So that's pretty spectacular. There's something to be said about that. Your ability to learn, your aptitude must be extremely high if you're able to communicate in multiple different languages. And I think that's extremely unique and interesting. I can't even say interesting. So I'm barely getting by with English, and you're over here speaking 6 languages.
It's blame the American education system. You guys fell a little short.
Yeah. Where's and the last random question is, where's the coolest place you've either traveled to or you spent some time in? It's a tough question.
That is there's something cool about every place that I've been to. Probably one of the ones that sticks the most, it probably between Spain, Barcelona, and Ireland, just as some of the coolest people like in Ireland. Barcelona, I was huge foodie, so I remember this mom and pop little spot that was like kind of in the quieter side of the neighborhood, but they made the best paella. Like, oh,
what is that? Well, I'm scared to eat. It sounds like a tongue twister for me. Paella.
Paella is like a Spanish rice with chorizo, and like it can be chicken or seafood. My favorite is a seafood paella. And it can be like spicy or not spicy. It's just, it really depends on the region and who's making it. But the mom there, she made this really spicy. It wasn't like overkill, but it's just enough to kind of wake up your senses. But the like so much flavor, just packed. And that's one of the things. And I haven't been there since I was a teen. So it was like, it tells you how good it was. It left an impact. It left an impression.
Yeah, I can see that. It's making me hungry over here.
All right. I just finished working out. I'm ready to eat.
Yeah. What was your, so obviously you're a fitness freak. What's your diet like?
Right now, so keeping it pretty, or leaning out and everything. I keep a calorie deficit. While still maintaining my macros. So usually, depending on whether I have a heavy lift or a cardio lift, I have either egg and turkey like sandwich in the morning, or oatmeal before I lift. I do fasted cardio first and then I eat breakfast. Then lunch is usually, our lunch and dinner is usually 4 ounces of lean protein, 2 to 3 ounces of a dark green vegetable, and between 6 and 8 ounces of a complex carb.
Wow. How many workouts are you doing? So you said you wake up, you'll do cardio, not eat anything, yeah, and then eat your first meal, correct?
Yes. So I do usually between 30 minutes to an hour of fasted cardio. That really depends on my training schedule and just the time frame that I have. Whether it'll be a 30 minutes of a HIIT workout or just on the Stairmaster bike, whatever have you. It's 30 minutes to an hour of fasted cardio. Then I usually lift anywhere between 45 minutes to 2 hours, just depending on the day and my time schedule. So I myself get in at least 2 workouts a day, and I always inevitably end up working out with my clients a lot. So,
right. Yeah. Showing them the ropes for sure. That's what you did for me. Now, just for everybody listening, a HIIT workout what's it stand for, Rachel? High intensity interval training.
Yep.
So essentially it's like a cardio workout that you explain it. I don't know how to explain it.
There's different intervals that you can do. You can usually do like 45 seconds on, 15 seconds off, or a minute on, 20 seconds off. I usually do a minute on, 20 seconds off, but I built up my endurance a little bit. since I'm doing it fasted, I usually do body weight exercises. So it's 1 minute of an exercise and you're doing it as hard and as fast as you can. Then you get 20 seconds to recover and then you go into the next exercise. So usually cycle between anywhere between 4 and 6 exercises, just kind of depending on the body part, what I'm working, whether it's more core focused or if it's more of a leg focus, upper body, or just a full body HIIT circuit. And I'll do that for 30 to 45 minutes. Usually I save my HIIT workouts if I don't have a whole lot of time, but I still want to get the high calorie burn. My goal is usually between 250 and 350 calories burned on my cardio. So,
wow. That's impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Rachel, I'm not going to keep drawing you. I think we all have a good picture of, you know, who you are. You've obviously been through a hell of a lot. And I think to summarize it, no matter what gets thrown at you in this life, you're going to bounce back. You're going to overcome and find a way to triumph. I want everybody listening to know that, you know, you can vote for Rachel Bergdahl to win the cover of the Maxim magazine. I think there's two ways, right, Rachel, that they can.
I'll share my link with you. And if you want, you can share it on your podcast.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
I'm not sure if they like Maxim has a like just straight cover for it, but I know we all have our individual links to go to. So I'll share that with you. And if you want to share that, you know, feel free.
Awesome. Yeah, I definitely will. It will be attached to this podcast. And when I post it, I'll certainly put the link there as well. On top Thank of that, you. There's going to be two ways inside of that link that you can vote. You can either log in through your Facebook, which is just a click of a button, or you can donate to the Wounded Warrior Project, and that will also accrue votes for Rachel. So we want to make sure that's done. Rachel definitely has a story that was just heard. We didn't dive into too many details due to time restraints, but I do want to say, Rachel, you're welcome back on the Daily American at any time. And hopefully people listening to this will get out there and vote for you with a few clicks of a button. It's not asking too much. And
I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope you take the crown down and we wish you the best on this journey you're on. You're certainly onto something special, Rachel. And we appreciate you here at the Daily American.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time and for having me and all the support and encouragement. Really, that's all anyone can ask for.
That's what it's about, Rachel. We appreciate it big time. And Dan the Man is out. Thank you, guys.